Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 4th of April, recording at 9:55 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets, where they were open, China sector closed. They were mostly quiet, mixed, a little bit of easing, and especially for Japan, that was a little bit more selling, with the down 2.29% today. European stock markets were quite weak. Biggest one looks like Sweden, down 3.6%. And declines of 2% plus were across the boards, were the norm. The Americas are also hit. The U.S. indices all down by a percent or more, and as were the Canadian, Mexican, and Brazilian indices. And long-dated government bond prices—it's gone bronze bond prices. The U.S. Bonds were firmer, as were JGBs. And bunds, gilts eased a bit today. Now, dollar was a little bit firmer. Euro down to 131.41 as I speak. 102.70 for the Aussie. Sterling 158.89. And among the more dramatic action, we had a sharp sell-off in precious metals here today. Silver down to 31.35. Gold down to 1621. And platinum down to 1603. So big hits in here today. Crude oil, some sharp declines. The WTI price is currently trading after hours at 102. And that's down $2 on the day, and it has been down almost a dollar lower since these things are jumping around. Let me just check the Brent, which down 229. That's at 122.57. The industrial metals were all lower. Let's see, what was up a little bit here today? Sugar. And it looks like soybeans. Pretty well everything else was lumber. Everything else was down. Okay. So, what's going on here? Well, I think what's becoming quite apparent is that the corrective phase that we've been talking about in these audios is well and truly upon us. Now, it hasn't dragged down all indices yet. The NASDAQ is still pretty firm, although it was down over a percent today. But, you know, the corrections usually don't start with the favorites. And what we have seen is quite a sharp deterioration in some of the European indices. Now, Spain, which has not been helped by comments of its prime minister recently, has fallen back to really its lows of that were formed between September and December. Now that's alarming. It's been a serial underperformer for quite some time. But we also saw the Spanish bond yields rise up over 5.5% in here today. So what's happening is that as sentiment begins to deteriorate a little bit, as investors become nervous, they find things to worry about. And my feeling, although it was all crude oil, I was concerned about crude oil prices, as you may recall, and I mentioned it enough times, certainly. And crude oil was a headwind. It was very firm, but it's backed off quite sharply in here, particularly the WTI. Now, that's good news for the medium to longer term. Hopefully, we're not going to get a spike to the upside anytime soon. It is going to happen at some stage or other, in my view, but not immediately. What's surfacing now are some of the old worries, Europe in particular, and this time it's Spain that's the focal point, evidenced by that rise in the bond yield and also the rise in, I beg your pardon, the decline in the stock market. Now, those moves are not so significant to indicate anything like a Greek-style crisis, but then again, Spain's a much bigger economy, so smaller tremors on in Spain can have a significant influence on the region and possibly beyond. So the European Banks Index, also, that's had a sharp pullback in the last 3 weeks. Not good there. So again, Europe is pushed back onto the stage, and it was never very far off it in terms of global concerns. So what are we likely to see here overall? Well, I've been talking about expecting a few, we need to expect a few weeks, possibly even a few months of ranging corrective action. Now, I don't think it will be dramatic, except in cases such as Spain, where the fears are really quite high, where the fundamental problems are most obvious. But what we have to be concerned about is the possibility for some more volatile action, which we saw a lot of here last year. Up till this week, mostly what we were seeing were rotational reactions and pauses, and that's quite healthy. Today's action was looks a little bit more significant in terms of the old risk-off sentiment. Now, normally, April is a fairly steady month for stock markets, but every investor is aware of the old adage, sell in May and go away. It doesn't always work, but we are moving from a phenomenal performance in what is usually a bullish period towards a corrective phase, as we're not that far off from a period normally of seasonal underperformance. I think a few months ranging consolidation type activity would probably set markets up for a resumption of the cyclical bull trend. That's my view. But things are probably going to be off the boil for a while. That may keep bond, probably will keep bond prices steady, and there may be some central bank buying in there, really from Spanish long-dated government bonds by the ECB to the Fed, still operating. I believe it's still operating its Operation Twist, but the Fed is. I don't think that's completely wound down yet. And that's where it redeems some of its short-term debt and puts the money into the longer-term or expiring short-term debt and puts the money into longer-term issues. But the market has not been helped, or sentiment generally has not been helped by the Fed's wish to move away from quantitative easing, understandably. It's happened in the past, and markets haven't done well, and so the Fed has rushed to the rescue. Well, what would be good would be if we could see an economy that was strong enough that it could steady on its own, and that the stock market could also steady on its own. We may not quite be there yet overall. The precious metal saga. I think that we should. The easiest prediction I can make is to expect the unpredictable, expect choppy action. Things really looked quite steady yesterday and on Monday, and then, or for part of yesterday and on Monday, and then they started to unravel. Overall, we need to stand back and look at the big picture here. We remain in a corrective phase, and the most important point I can make about that is throughout the secular bull market of over a decade that we have seen in gold and also silver, is that when we had gold bullion accelerating higher, as it last did in August of last year, it was followed by lengthy medium-term pullbacks of approximately 18 months. And I think that's very much the risk. I've said this before, and we'll go on saying it, because I think that's the environment that we're in. Now, that shouldn't disturb the holders of bullion funds too much. They'll just have to be patient, but they've been through this before. But it plays havoc with the trading activity overall. And expect more of the same. That's the main point that I wish to emphasize here right now. The pullback in crude oil, as I say, is good news. It's been jawboned down in part, and that's no bad thing, because we definitely had hedge long positions in that market, and a lot of them were put in place because people were very fearful of an attack on the Iranian nuclear installations. Now, I wrote about that not long ago, and I put in a link to it, and I said, logically, it's crazy for the United States to be involved in anything like that, and I don't expect it to happen. And logically, it's hugely risky for the Israelis to do anything on their own at this time. So I've put a link into that that comment. I won't repeat it all here in the audio. What's if we look beyond the current corrective phase, any pullback in crude oil has got to be good news for the global economy. And also, we still have some downward pressure on other commodities, despite the surge that we've seen in the last few days in the grain and bean complex. Now, there are two ways to look at that. Is one, we're getting less speculative demand and less Chinese-led demand in those commodity markets. That means that we will have less commodity price inflation, particularly if oil comes a bit lower. The trade-off, though, is it may also be a signal that growth is somewhat slower. I'll leave that. I'll close on that note. Let you ponder that. I don't know the answer to that, but certainly we are going to see a further delay in a flare-up of across-the-board commodity price inflation, and there has to be an economic aspect to that development. So, yes, somewhat slower GDP growth. Now, seasonal factors in terms of our office openings. I will be writing comment of the day and broadcasting tomorrow, but we will be closed with the public holiday on Friday, so there'll be no comment of the day or audio on Friday or on Monday. Both those days are public holidays. But of course, as you know, the library never sleeps, and it would not be a bad idea to review some of the action that's taking place because there's plenty of it. Meanwhile, all the best.